And good morning, everyone. 8:34, Val Ruff is in studio. It's another Experience Marshalltown show.
Good morning.
Hi, Val.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going awesome. Now that the weather is kind of making a turn towards, you know, actual spring-like temperatures.
It really does affect our attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, this morning on Experience Marshalltown, our guest in the studio with us this morning is Fauna Nord. And Fauna wears lots of hats in our community. And today her hat is for the Orpheum Theater. And she sits on the Friends of the Orpheum Theater Advisory Committee Board. And Fauna, I want to welcome you in. And we are going to be talking about 18 men who can cook, or 18 men who cook again.
Yeah.
So you're number two. So yes, welcome in this morning.
Well, thanks, Val. Good morning to everyone. Yes, we're very excited. It is the second 18 Men Who Cook, ... again. And it's been a great event, the way everyone is, the sell of the tickets, the 18 men who agreed to do it. It's just been awesome.
Yeah. So let's, if people aren't familiar with the 18 Men Who Cook, it's a fundraiser. And it's to benefit the Orpheum Theater. But let's talk a little bit about Beans, this is year number two. Let's talk how that whole idea between 18 Men Who Cook kind of came about.
Okay, well, I got to give kudos to Bob Unty, the director of the Orpheum. He kind of laid it at my feet and said, hey, I did this event. I think it'd be really cool to do in Marshalltown. And he told me about it. And I'm like, oh, that we can do. So that's kind of how it began.
Okay.
He participated somewhere in one.
Oh, sure. So tell us what that means. What does 18 Men Who Cook mean?
Okay, what that means is that we get men from the community because, you know, let's face it, ladies, most of the men don't do the cooking in the house, although there are some.
I'm hearing more and more men that do cook. So
yeah, my husband, he does the grilling and the smoking, but I do the cooking.
Okay.
But anyway, these are mostly men that do enjoy cooking. So that's what I try to find out first. I ask around. And then I just start going to those folks, and most everyone said yes.
Yeah.
It just was awesome.
So it's always 18, and last year it was 18, and this year it's 18 again, but I think you have quite a few new ones this year.
Yes, we do. We have, you want me to go ahead and
sure.
tell you who's
yeah,
cooking?
Tell us who's cooking.
All right. Okay, we got Bill Fitzgerald coming back, and this is his second time. He's an amazing cook, and he's going to be making Moroccan chicken with chickpeas and apricots.
Yum.
Yep, and then we've got Bob Moore, and he is a return, and he is making Yucatan sopa de lima.
I'm excited about that dish.
I know it. That sounds so yummy.
Yeah.
And then Bob Unteet's going to be bringing us a smoothie. It's going to be a cherry banana smoothie. Yum. My mouth's watering
I
for
know,
that right
that'd be
now.
Good right now.
Yeah. And then we have Jeff Hutton, he's going to be bringing us a Southern Delights. So
ooh.
I'm not sure what those really are.
And that's okay.
But
a little surprise here and there is always good.
Sounds good. Maybe some pecans in it. I have no idea.
Maybe.
And so that'll be great. And then we have, we have Italian sausage and fried potatoes. And that's David Ryerson,
okay,
Chief Ryerson.
Chief Ryerson of the fire
Thank
department.
You, Chief. Yes, and he is a return. So is Jeff. But that sounds delicious. He did a dish last year, clam sauce and linguine.
It was amazing.
It was very popular with the group. Then we have Chris Dury, again, returning. He's awesome, and he loves to cook. And he's making smoked barbecued chicken drummies.
Ooh, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. And then here's a newbie. We have the CEO of the hospital coming at Unity Point, Dustin Wright. Thank you, Dustin, for bringing smoked chicken sliders.
Ooh, that'll be good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And then we have another newbie. He works at Fisher, and his name is Ferron Brantley, and he's bringing us some lasagna this year.
Okay.
Yum, yum. Garrett Goodman, we all know him through the Flying Elbow. And I know he's got a new restaurant coming, so that's exciting.
So let me guess, is he making hot dogs?
He's making flying elbow mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese.
But I wonder if that might not have something to do with hot dogs. I don't know.
Mac and cheese.
They don't give me all the details, these guys. They give me a name, and I just go with it. So, anyway, and then we have another newbie coming, Gary Shout. All right, Gary Shout.
Surfboard Gary.
Yeah. And he's bringing jalapeno peppers.
So we're going to take a quick break. That was our first segment, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned for the remaining 18 men who cook.
Yeah.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Vision Marshalltown is a collaboration of community members driving better solutions for education, housing, and community pride. The Education Committee will get teachers and students inside businesses to learn and experience real-life situations. The Housing Committee will revitalize two neighborhood blocks and restart the House of Compassion Community Garden. Pride committees will increase our physical beauty, promote Bobcat Pride, promote social offerings, and enhance our reputation as a welcoming community. Learn more at facebook.com/visionmarshalltown.
U.S. Cellular knows it's hard work running your own business, so we made our new small business benefits program an easy choice. With unlimited data for just $35 a line per month on 6 lines and above, plus exclusive access to amazing offers on the latest technology. So get to U.S. Cellular today. Then get back to doing what you do best, running your own business. U.S. Cellular, a stronger signal in the middle of anywhere.
Additional terms apply. Limited time offer. See store or uscellular.com for details.
We've all heard of the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. But have you heard of the platinum rule? The platinum rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. At Members First Community Credit Union, that's me first banking. Whether you prefer banking from your mobile phone or in person at one of 7 branch locations, Members First lets you bank your way. Discover Me First Banking with Members First. Call, stop in, or visit membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
And welcome back. Fauna Nord is in studio along with Val Ruff, and we're going to find out the rest of the guys that cook.
All right. The remaining 18 men of the ones we just mentioned earlier. So Fauna's going to finish up with who it is, who our community leaders are, and our cooks, and what they're cooking. So go ahead, take it away.
Back to the big list of our 18 men who cook. And let's see, we left off. This is another new guy working for Marshalltown Company. And thank you, Joe Carter. He bought 35 tickets for this event. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great leader, and he's always vested in the community and events.
And I know those are all gone, and that was awesome. And he has two of his guys cooking. One is Gerald Ellsbury, and he's cooking spicy Korean-style gochujang meatballs. I can't say the word.
That's okay. You'll have to come and try it.
You'll just have to come try it. Yeah, that's right. And then we have Jim Hickey returning, and he's making a roasted vegetable soup. Last year, he made a tomato soup. Val, you were there.
Yeah, he is an amazing cook. Jim can cook.
That was amazing. It was just, you know, you think, vegetable soup, but not the way Jim cooks. Yeah. It's very good. And then we have Kevin Pagors, and he's making a cold green bean salad.
Ooh.
So we got to have some things for the vegetarians out there. We do. We got the roasted soup, the cold bean salad. And then we have another guy from the Marshalltown Company, and his name is John Danielson. And we're really glad to have him. He's a newbie, and he's making pulled pork and slaw sliders. Yum. And then another new participant through R.S. Dover, John Dolly.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, John. He's very good about supporting the Orpheum.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
And he's making a vegetarian chili for all you vegetarians.
Oh, great. So there's quite a few things.
Yeah, 5 or 6, 7 items here can be eaten by a vegetarian. So.
Sure. Great.
Next one is another newbie, and that is John. John I'm sorry. John and his Pitchfork Pork. Yummy. And they own, he and his wife own in Laurel.
Oh, yeah. John Peters.
John Peters, thank you. The Pitchfork?
Yes.
Yeah, the so Pitchfork. They have a restaurant. And
yeah,
so that's,
he does a lot of great things with barbecue.
Yeah, sorry about that, John. I had a brain, a brain cramp. All right, next is Rick Gooding. He's a new one with Lau's Flowers.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick. And he's making an almond cheesecake bar.
Oh, wow. There's the dessert. Got to have dessert.
And then our last one is a new participant, Steve Hoffman.
Okay.
Our main man out
sheriff.
At the sheriff office. And he's making meatloaf.
Okay.
So yummy. Got some good food.
Wow, we do have some great food. So I know we were just talking at the break. We're not sure. There might be a few tickets out there, but not very many.
Yeah.
So hopefully
you can't come to the door. We're packed full.
Yeah.
So don't try to show up.
We had a limited number of tickets. Mm-hmm. So,
And
maybe,
yay.
Yeah. So it's a great event. Unfortunately, it is sold out, but it's a fundraiser. So let's talk really quick, Fauna, about how this fundraiser, what this will benefit for the Orpheum.
Okay. This will benefit all of you that have participated on the Friday night evenings out on the lawn or the parking lot of the Orpheum.
The Live After Five
events. And this pays for a lot of the music. It pays for a lot of the kids programs that the Orpheum provides. And basically, that should probably take up most of it. But if it doesn't, we're still working on a sound system, our sound system there also.
Okay. Okay. So. I know that you've been working on that. And so with the kids programs, I know that Bob mentions that there's opportunities for free kids movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing that will benefit.
Yep. Every school gets a weekend.
Yeah. So the fun thing about this is that you come in, you get your ticket. I think you get a free drink, two free drink tokens of whatever your beverage of choice would happen to be. And then you just go around and you just get samples of all these different foods that these gentlemen. And then I think there's some musical entertainment.
Yep. Actually, my husband, Mark Nord, and his singing partner, Carissa Kaiser, they do some really cool coffee shop vibe music, and that'll be going on.
What a fun event.
But the biggest thing, Val, the biggest thing is we have to talk about the live auction this time.
Yes, we do. We've worked hard on that.
I know it. And this is, last year we did a silent auction, and it went really well. Thank you, Vicki Hale. But this year we're going to try a live auction. And guess, you know who, Denny Gravenbauer will be our auctioneer.
Our very own Denny.
Yep. I'm not sure what color tux he'll be in this time, so that'll be always fun to see.
So let's talk a little bit about those amazing live auction items.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's start off with dun-dun-dun-dun. My husband and I own a vacation condo in Fort Myers Beach, and we're going to be auctioning that off, and that is an amazing two-bedroom, two-bath with a golf in the backyard. It's really nice. And then also kudos to Linda and Bob Moore. Yep. They're also going to be auctioning their condo at Amelia Island, Florida. So we got two great properties that we really want to see go well. Also, we've got Paul and Carrie Barr and friends, and they're doing a gourmet dinner for eight out at the Bar Barn.
You know, and that's a beautiful place.
It'll be paired with wines, and it'll be just a really nice nice party for anyone bidding on that. Then we have the spring cleaning package.
Yes.
Yeah, your husband's involved in that.
Yes, he is.
Precision Yard Care.
Yes.
And he's going to offer yard work.
Yeah, an hour. He'll come in for an hour.
Clean up your yard.
And
help out.
All that fun stuff.
And then we have my friend Amy Weeks is donating Norwex products, the wonderful cleaning products. And then Dawn Bruns will be offering 4 hours of getting your house cleaned. And she does an amazing job. I have her clean my house. So we're excited about the spring cleaning package. Then we have Bill Fitzgerald, and he's offering another wonderful party for six. And it'll be a beer dinner. So he's co-mingling with the brewery, and everything will be cooked with beer. So
oh, cool.
That'll be really fun.
That'll be fun.
And then thank you, Aaron and Michelle Busby, always wonderful for our community. They're offering the Wayward Social Package. That's going to be at the new Wayward Social. I haven't been there. I'm so excited to go there. It'll be an event for 12 people. Two lanes in the private area. You're going to get up to $120 in beverages, four pizzas, and it's going to be just a fun, fun new item that
I
that
might
given.
Have to bid on that one. That would be a lot of fun to get my kiddos and that would be a fun family event.
Exactly. And then we have a really fun women's package, and we can't leave out the men.
Right.
So we've got a men's package, and the women's package is filled with all the things we love, ladies. We've got shellac nails with Deb Baskerville. We have a pedicure, excuse me, with Divine Designs. We have a facial at the hairdressers. We have a 30-minute massage with Jackie Vaughn. We have tickets to Live on Stage. I believe it's for four. And in addition, there's a $20 gift certificate to go to the Fiddle and Whistle for a relaxing glass of wine.
Yay.
So that'll be the women's package. Next is the men's package. And we have, thank you, Jensen Ford again. They're always so helpful. They're giving two custom mats for the front of a vehicle. And then Ann Ruben Bauer and her husband gave a $100 gift certificate to Rubes.
Ooh.
So go men and your steaks.
Yeah.
And just real quick, we've got cologne. And then we have a free growler for each guy that, or for the man who buys this. And then he gets six refills at the brewery.
Wow, that's a great package for the guys. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Get everything you need for your projects during Menards Spring Catalog Sale. Add style and function with Dakota pre-finished wood shelving. Create your own custom storage space in closets, pantries, laundry rooms, and more. Dakota pre-finished square edge shelving is available in six finishes. 11 3/4 inch deep by 8 foot long square edge shelves are $6.99 each after rebate. Get Spring Catalog savings now through April 29th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
To you, it's a bedtime story. To a toddler, it's security. To you, it's a hug. To a kindergartner, it's the world. To you, it's cooking. To a third grader, it's caring. To you, it's listening. To a teenager, it's loving. Making connections with the kids in your life helps them grow up feeling safe and secure, which helps fill our communities with compassionate people. And that makes us all stronger and healthier. Learn more at becauseconnectionsmatter.org. Brought to you by Prevent Child Abuse Iowa.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here's Val.
Thanks, Kyle. So Fauna Nord is in the studio, and she's wearing her Orpheum fundraising hat today, and we're talking about 18 men who cook, .. again.
Yeah.
This is year number two. Some returning cooks and quite a few new cooks. Guys are going to be cooking for this event. It's going to be 18 men, 18 tasty dishes, and 175 hungry people. I love that little thing on the little recipe that what it says. So we were just sharing some of the amazing live auction items that are going to be at this event. And Fauna wanted to just go ahead. You wanted to finish those up?
Yep, we have four more. We've talked about two condos in Florida and, you know, the Wayward Social Package, all kinds of great things. So if you're out there and you got a ticket to this event, don't forget, bring your money. We're raising money, people. Okay, you know, I'm always saying that for whatever I'm raising money for. All right. We have an animal package that's going to be bid, that's up for bid.
Yep.
And it's going to have all kinds of things for dogs and cats, toys, food. And then thank you, Happy Tails. You gave $70 in gift certificates to use any way they want, whether you want to board your animal.
Oh, that's nice.
And then Home Federal commingled with this package. Thank you, Home Federal. And they donated the money to buy all the food and the treats and the toys.
Great.
So great one.
That's a nice package.
Yeah. And then we can't leave the kids out.
I know. I have the kids.
Mom and dads, grandmas and grandpas, we have a kids package. They get a bounce around at Let's Play Bounce. We've got all kinds of gift certificates. They get 2 dozen cookies at their party. And they get 2 Zeno's pizzas at this party.
Wow.
Thank you again, Aaron and Michelle from Zeno's Pizza.
Yep.
And then next is Sports Plus. Thank you, Scott Carnahan. He's always a great helper in the community.
Yeah.
And he's offering a personal trainer. Val and I both have used their personal trainers. And he's offering 6 free personal training sessions. That's a great package.
Yeah, that's
I'd like to get that one. And then last is Pam. Helping us out, Pam Swartz on Art and Frame, and she's doing a Party Starts Here basket, and it's going to be full of all kinds of goodies, wine stopper, wine, napkins, bread basket, utensils, and a gift certificate. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, we've had a lot of really great support. You know, these are all sponsors that are making this happen, and so we want to give a big shout out to all those. So 18 Men Who Could Cook. Fauna, do you want to share how people can get location, time, date?
Locations at the Orpheum this Saturday night, April 21st. The event starts right at 6 o'clock, so come on in, and the food will be served right at 6, the drinks. We'll start, we'll do 6 of the items at 6:30. We will do, we will be doing the auction, half of them, and then around 7:15, the other half.
Okay, so we'll be splitting that up.
Yep.
Great. So, like we said, we think this is sold out. If there's maybe a couple tickets floating around, but we're not really sure. If you have some friends that are going, just, you know. Maybe you can talk them out of their ticket. I don't know.
Yeah.
But great event, and thank you for being on, and thank you
for
all the work that you do to promote the community and fundraising for the Orpheum so that we can continue to have those great concerts at Live After 5 and then kiddo shows at the Orpheum Theater. So I want to do a quick update. I try to do this every week and just give a quick community update. So I just want to share a couple things that are going on even tonight here on Thursday. Okay. So there's Artists for Education Silent Auction that's going to be taking place at Midwest Frame and Gallery tonight from 5 to 7 o'clock. That's to raise funds for the Marshalltown High School Art Department. And they're featuring George Lowe as a potter coming in to do a kind of a hands-on workshop. Also, History on 3rd tonight at the Historical Museum from 6:30 to 8:30. And then also tonight is the final live on stage performance for this particular season, Side Street Strutters at the MHS Community Auditorium, and that takes place at 7 p.m. Then we move into Friday. We want to give a big welcome to the Marshalltown Little League Tournament. That brings in a lot of extra families and kiddos. They're here all weekend, and hopefully this weekend they won't have to cancel due to weather. So we just want to make sure we have great Marshalltown hospitality for those families coming in. Child Abuse Prevention is going to have a rally at the courthouse that takes place tomorrow, Friday, 12:15 to 12:45. So come out and support that. Also, Friday from 4:30 to 8 is the Healthy Kids Day. That's a free community event taking place at the YMYW. Get your kids out. It's a great opportunity. There's a whole schedule of events, food trucks, all kinds of other free basketball show, visit the health fair booths, and all kinds of stuff for kids. And I'm just going to keep going. So also on Friday is Game Night Card Party Fundraiser for the Lioness. And that's an annual fundraiser that's going to take place at the Fisher Community Center. Lots of fun stuff going on there that helps the Lioness. And their projects are for sight and hearing for kids. So we want to make sure we support that. And then Friday Night Races. That's going to take place out at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Then we move into Saturday. And like I said, George Lowe is going to be, he's a potter out of he went to Luther College. He's a world-renowned potter, and ceramicist, and he's going to be at the high school ceramic department, or the art department, doing throwing some pottery, so you can work side by side with him. Also on Saturday is the Sand Lake Trout Release, and then Saturday night, 18 Men Who Could Cook.
And we're done?
We're done.
Yeah.